Reaction continues ricocheting across Wisconsin to Governor Walker's plan to change the UW system. But what's the reaction outside? We asked a couple observers. Walker's budget would cut state funding for the UW system by a record 13% while giving the universities a level of autonomy. Charles Franklin is director of the Marquette Law School poll. He's watching the 2016 race for president develop, with Walker seemingly interested in being the GOP nominee. Franklin says higher ed issues typically don't stand alone.
We have to remember that in presidential contests, it's pretty rare for a candidate, a governor running for the presidency, to be called on to explain details of their state budgets when they're campaigning in Iowa or New Hampshire or somewhere else. On the other hand, the governor talks a lot in his speeches about having inherited a large deficit and fixed that problem and balanced the budget. So I think it's possible that he would be questioned in the national media or by other candidates about just how good is his fiscal stewardship. But I would return to the point that state budget issues rarely become a central part of presidential campaigns.
How important is the issue of higher ed in the presidential sphere?
I think in the broad sense of where do we invest, what do we think are the priority issues, education and training and preparing young people for the workforce, those are things that candidates certainly talk about. I think from a political point of view, we have to wait a while to see how other candidates may want to directly or implicitly critique Governor Walker. Now that he's shot to the lead in the Iowa poll and at least one New Hampshire poll, he will certainly become more of a target for criticism. Those other candidates will be looking for a variety of ways to critique his actions as governor.
That's Charles Franklin, director of the Marquette Law School poll. We asked Dan Hurley how higher ed circles across the country are viewing the changes Governor Walker wants to make in the UW system. Hurley works for the American Association of State Colleges and Universities.
It has made a lot of eyes roll in the entire national higher ed community. It's really pretty unfounded, both in terms of the magnitude, the severity of the proposed state budget cuts for higher education. And then equally as significant was the strike through on the historic mission of University of Wisconsin, which now, of course, is being backtracked on. But both of those issues really stand out and I think have shaken, actually, I think a lot of higher education leaders throughout the country.
When you say shaken higher education leaders, is that for fear that this might become the trend?
No, I think nationally and historically, Wisconsin is one of those states, along with California, along with North Carolina, that has lifted higher education as a publicly funded public good. And we're in a period now, not to say that the recession is all behind us, but by and large, most states cut higher education significantly during and after the recession. Most states are well beyond that and are entering a period of reinvestment in higher ed. And with the sole exception of Louisiana, which a lot of that was driven by declining oil prices, Wisconsin absolutely stands out in terms of the severity of proposed cuts for higher education.